T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The highlights are brought to you by Smithtown Nissan. See FINA first at Smithtown Nissan. They're staying on top by keeping their prices at the bottom. The Mets would get on the board right away today as Pete Alonso wanted to make sure he knew his manager, Mickey Callaway, was aware of the fact that he was healthy enough to play today. Remember, Alonso got hit on the hand yesterday. X-rays were negative, so Alonso, knowing that Dakota Hudson was going to pitch today, a guy that he faced in college, Alonso wanted to play, made sure Mickey knew about it. Mickey was going to play him anyway, and Alonso, I guess, had a good plan for Dakota Hudson because he hit a ball pretty far in the top of the first.
The 1-0 pitch, breaking ball, hit high in the air to center. Back goes Fowler. Front of the warning track, he turns around, and this ball is gone, and it is long gone. Fowler fooled us all. Not only did he give up, he positioned himself as though he was going to catch the ball and then begrudgingly turned around, and it went all the way to the back of the grassy knoll. That's got to be about a 460-foot home run for Pete Alonso. He wanted Hudson, and he got him. 1-0 New York here in the first inning. Wow!
That was wow-worthy from the bat of Pete Alonso to the back of the batter's eye and straight away center field. They said it was only 444 feet. We should probably measure that again because the one he hit the other day here at Busch Stadium was 432 feet, and it was only halfway up the batter's eye. This one was all the way to the back. It has to be more than 12 feet of distance between those two spots, but a home run's a home run. And number 8 for Alonso, tied for the 5th most in Mets history for the first month of the season. The Mets record for the most home runs before May 1st is 9, set by Dave Kingman and a few others. So Alonso's got some time to catch up to 9 and even become the first Met to have a 10-home run start to the season before May 1st. If that should happen, he'll have the Mets record all to himself. 1-0 Mets at that point. Noah Syndergaard would get through the bottom of the first with 3 strikeouts, giving up a 2-out single to Paul DeJong along the way. But in the second, a leadoff walk to Jose Martinez, and that would set the tone for a rough inning. Yadier Molina singled, and then later Colton Wong would get the Cardinals on the board.
Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a liner the other way. That's a base hit going into left field. Charged by Nimmo. Martinez being waved home. Nimmo's throw to the plate up the first baseline. Backhanded by Darnell. Everybody moves up as Martinez scores. Molina goes to third. And flowing down to second is Colton Wong. He's tied the game with an RBI single. It's 1-1 here in the second inning.
Cardinals tying the game on a 2-strike hit by Wong. And then Dakota Hudson would hit a bouncer to short. And Ahmed Rosario misplayed. Turned out to be a very rough defensive week for Rosario, who had not made an error throughout the first couple of weeks of the season until he got to Philadelphia. And then he made 2 in one inning. He's made 5 since then. And Rosario with an error in that second inning really prolonged things because Matt Carpenter flied out after the error. And that allowed Paul Goldschmidt to bat with the bases loaded when ordinarily the Carpenter flyout would have ended the inning, but Goldschmidt got up there, and he did some damage.
The pitch, breaking ball, hit hard on the ground up the middle, past the diving Rosario, base hit into left center, that'll score 2. Molina has scored, Wong has scored, stopping at second is Dakota Hudson, and on at first with a 2-run single is Paul Goldschmidt, and the Cardinals have taken a 3-1 lead.
Goldschmidt batting second in this Cardinal order. Really a loaded lineup they've got here in St. Louis. And with that base hit, the Cardinals had a lead they would never relinquish. And we have our chock full of nuts. Turning point of the game. Listen to WCBS 880 tomorrow in the 8 a.m. hour during Sports with Brad Heller for your chance to win. If the 88th caller correctly identifies the turning point, they'll win a pair of Mets tickets. The turning point sponsored by Chock Full of Nuts, New York's coffee since 1932. 3 runs scored in that second. The leadoff walk was the catalyst for St. Louis, as it was in the third when Marcell Ozuna drew a walk. Then Jose Martinez singled. Yadier Molina grounded out to third to score Ozuna. Dexter Fowler doubled down the right field line to bring home Martinez. It was 5-1 entering the fourth when Syndergaard would try to get the Mets closer himself, batting with 2 outs and nobody on. 2-1. Syndergaard, it's a high fly ball. Left center, struck well. Fowler is back. He's at the warning track in front of the wall. He leaps up, and that ball is gone. It's a home run. Noah Syndergaard to the opposite field, just out of the reach of a leaping Dexter Fowler. And Syndergaard has homered to make it a 5-2 St. Louis lead. Upon a closer look, Fowler actually got his glove on that ball and may have helped it over the wall when he went to make a leaping catch in front of the fence. Either way, it's Syndergaard's fifth career home run, his first since August of 2016, and the Mets were a run closer, 5-2. But one run at a time was the only way the Mets were scoring in this game, and all on solo homers. And in the bottom of the fourth, the Cardinals would get that run back when Marcell Ozuna was up with two outs and Paul Goldschmidt aboard. No balls and a strike pitch. Ozuna, it's a high drive to left center. This one headed for the gap. Nimmo on the long run. Reaches out, can't get it. Bounces off the wall in left center. Goldschmidt rounds third and heads home. He scores standing up. Marcell Ozuna with an RBI double. And the Cardinals lead 6-2 here in the fourth inning against Noah Syndergaard. And again, the sixth run Syndergaard allowed, just the second time in his career he's allowed that many in a game. The other time, June of 2015, his rookie year, 7 against the Padres. Syndergaard had a tough time. He would get through five innings with those six runs allowed, and the Mets would try to creep closer as in the top of the fifth inning, Robinson Cano would do some yard work against Dakota Hudson.
2-2 pitch, Cano lifts it in the air to center. Fowler going back, way back, at the track, at the wall, and it's gone. A home run for Robinson Cano. So Cano hitting one to deep left center, picks up his third home run of the year, the third solo home run given up today by Dakota Hudson, and that cuts the St. Louis lead to 6-3.
So the Mets trying to inch their way back. The home run by Cano was his fourth of the season. Actually, had his third home run of the season, but he would not really get another chance to swing the bat because at the top of the seventh, he was hit by a pitch from Andrew Miller that got him up around the right wrist. And as Cano was trying to get out of the way, his bat came around toward home plate a little bit. It was tough to tell if it was really a check swing or not, but the home plate umpire, maybe it was the third base umpire, Paul Emmel, that said Cano went too far on a check swing when really he was just trying to get out of the way from the Miller pitch. It wasn't reviewable. Mickey Callaway got ejected because of it, and Cano had to go under the x-ray machine. Fortunately for the Mets, x-rays negative on Robinson Cano. Juan Lagares would finish the at-bat by striking out, but the next batter to face Miller was Michael Conforto. 1-0, high drive off the bat of Conforto to right center. Thomas is back near the warning track in front of the wall, and it's gone. A home run for Michael Conforto. It's the Mets' fourth solo home run of this game, and they continue to inch closer. It was a 5-1 St. Louis lead, and now the Cardinals are ahead 6-4 as Conforto has hit his sixth home run. Michael Conforto going deep off of the lefty Andrew Miller, and the Mets were down by just two after that homer from Conforto. Four home runs hit by the Mets today, and for every home run they hit this year, a donation is made to an undergrad student at Caldwell University. Discover you at Caldwell University. Learn more at caldwell.edu. The reason why the Mets were able to kind of tick away at that Cardinal lead was because Robert Gsellman did such a good job out of the Mets bullpen today. He worked three innings, did not allow any hits, only one man reached. It was Jose Martinez on an error by Ahmed Rosario as Gsellman painted the corners. Brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store or SherwinWilliams.com and learn how to make the most of your color with the very best paint. The problem for the Mets is that after Miller left the game, John Gant entered, and the former Met minor leaguer has turned into a very valuable major league reliever for the Cardinals. He's pitched in 14, make that 15 innings now on the season. He's allowed one run on just three hits in those 15 innings. He got an inning and a third out of the way today, recorded four outs on the bridge to Jordan Hicks. The fireballing right-hander was lighting up the radar gun at 104 miles an hour today. It was too hot for Juan Lagares to handle. He struck out looking on a 104 mile an hour pitch from Hicks with Pete Alonso at first to end the ballgame as the Cardinals secure a 6-4 win over the Mets here this afternoon.